Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Producer Corey Marino is here. JD Jeremy Dayton. Fred, welcome to your show.
Well, I feel welcome.
You are welcome. You look good this week. How's your week been?
I had a night. I had two slices of
banana bread.
Nut bread. Was it banana nut?
No, she. That's what I love about it. She doesn't put nuts in it, Fred.
Well, see, wait. Who's she?
Oh, sorry. I wanted
your
Fred.
Mother. She did. She made a tremendous cake for
us. So this is your mom that made this great banana cake. Is that correct, Corey Marino?
Mama Marino made. Miss Lisa Marino made.
Any relation, by the way, your family to Dan Marino?
We wish. We wish.
It's not there. Huh?
I think they're the same, right?
Yeah. Well, he's moving his microphone there a little bit. We're getting some clicking there on the air. So we can get that set up for you. So it was delicious. I have to tell you that. She puts a sort of a frosting on there, Fred. Am I right? It was delicious.
It looked like a frosting.
Well, I don't know the magic, but it involves brown sugar, and it's amazing.
So that's brown sugar, yeah.
It's brown sugar topping.
Like a thing there.
Is this for me?
Are you?
That is for you.
You drinking? I notice you're sliding over some. I hope it's coffee to Fred.
I was trying to do it nice and easy. No one's going to see anything.
That's all right. You did. Nobody saw a thing over there. Go ahead, Fred. Take a little sip of that. Hold that up now, Fred, so everybody.
Take a sip of it.
That's good stuff. What do you got in there?
Oh, it's a nice coffee. I don't know.
A coffee gin back.
Oh, we got a good show here for you today. You got a lot of football to talk about. The holidays are coming up. We'll be talking about some of those big games coming up for Thanksgiving.
Can we officially say it's football season?
You know what? Let me check the calendar here for a second and see, Fred. Yeah, boy. Dad coming. Paw, it is. It's the football season. I think we could say that.
Really something.
I'm just getting used to it right now because there's really no playoff game or no preseason games. And I think the season's almost over. This week 11, 12? What are we got, Corey?
Well, I think the important teams have already shown themselves.
You know what I like about our producer, Corey Marino? He stares at the monitor so he can see the shot.
I do. I always forget.
Yeah, you're all right. It's good. We broadcast, by the way, on our YouTube channel here. You can check us out at CRN Digital Talk. Check out the Fred Dreyer Show. We're nationwide, coast to coast, on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KBC in Los Angeles. And on Sirius XM, we are there at channel 203, 217. And, of course, you get us on their app at 967. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange opera jelly, the rich buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
We are back on the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. The All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, is Fred Dreyer. We're going to show some stuff on the show today because there was some great. Apparently, Get TV had a Hunter marathon. Fred, you were on there, and they showed episode like six of them in a row. I couldn't believe it. I was there all night on the edge of my seat, and they were pretty good.
Oh, good.
I like watching.
The best ones are from like year four, five, six.
Yeah, this was a combination of some. Pam sent us some of the photos in. We post these. We do a video of the show, and it's on Facebook Live. You can check it out and get in on our chat room. And then we also have it posted up at our YouTube channel, which is the Fred Dreyer Show, and you get it at CRN Digital Talk, and just search that on YouTube and you got it. And then it's, it's a lot of places there. And, of course, the radio show is our mainstay, our flagship station. Did you put the flag up today on the station?
It Corey? Was a little windy today, so I kept it down.
Okay, well, let's get it up because we like to have 790 KBC up there. Who, by the way, they also carry the 49ers. And, 49ers, Fred, are having a tough season this year. Can they win a game? I pick them. I have a little. You and I have done it before. We handicap and say, well, they should win this game. It seems like they find ways to lose. Their special teams are not making kicks. Am I right, Corey? There's a problem here.
Yeah, you missed a couple kicks last week, and yeah. Fred could talk mostly about how they're just not playing well.
Well, I think that the team is kind of lost its momentum. I think they're an older team now. A year to 2 years makes a big difference.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it does. So
they could very well be just taking a rest until the playoffs come.
Well, speaking of missed kicks, you probably had one of the greatest missed kicks.
I knew a girl missed kicks.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's coincidence, isn't it?
You know, isn't it amazing? As you get older, you used to talk about all the girls that you knew, missed kicks and all these other ones that were really fun. And now we talk about the medications we take.
Yeah,
got an aspirin, anybody?
We're gonna, like I said earlier, we're going to have a AFib
conference
right here. We got enough room now. The old place, we didn't have enough room.
We do, but now
we get to have meaningful shows like AFib.
That's a brand new Fred Dreyer program, by the way, the AFib Report with Fred Dreyer, and it's kind of like a news show where he's at the newsman's desk.
And you and when someone calls upon you, they said, "Fred, how's it going?" I hold up my my drugs, I shake them.
Or you take your pulse or something, hold it up like that, and say, it's going. We're happy. It's good. It's good.
Next week, we're going to have a guest come in and allow us to paddle him.
Clear. By the way, with some lucky listener, those of you out there that may be not sure if the old ticker is right in rhythm, we're going to be giving away a free paddling at Dr. Watkins' office. So.
Dr. Watkins, we got to paddle him to wake him up to get him over to the office so he can paddle everybody else on.
Runners up, by the way, we're giving away 3 free proctology exams. So get in on that.
I'm going to get there early.
Done by Fred himself.
No, Dr. Watkins. Fred, you don't want Fred.
To warm up the patient, you need a toe thrust.
A toe thrust.
Okay, let's get back to the 49ers game, okay? I don't want to even ask what that is. All I got to say is, what are the 49ers? Do they have a shot? You look at this stuff every week, Corey. What do you think there when you put our prep together? I mean, they're losing games left and right here that they should be winning. They got their main quarterback. He's back, right?
Yeah, well, they have Brock Purdy. He's playing okay. They have Christian McCaffrey came back, and they were losing a bunch of games because he was gone because they didn't have red zone efficiency. But Debo, like he said, 2 years makes a difference. Debo Samuel, their wide receiver, is a little bit older, and he used to do these end arounds that Kyle Shanahan, the coach, keeps calling, but he's not doing them like he did 2 years ago. They used to get 16 yards. Now they get -2. And then you have Brandon Ayuk, a new signee that they – 6 years, $1 billion, and he has a torn ACL, and he's out for the season.
So they got injury problems.
Yeah, they got injury
problems. The Rams had injury problems at the beginning of the season. They seem to be back together, Fred. Your old alma mater, the Rams, 2 weeks ago, I was listening to Vince Ferragamo, and he and Jackie Slater saying, well, I think they're done for the year. They won another game. They won 4 out of 5. They may have a shot to move ahead, but they have a tough schedule that they have to compete. But when the going gets tough, don't you Rams get going, Fred?
That was Fred, the motto.
When the going got tough, you guys got going.
Yeah, that's right. And we used to say it when we didn't want to talk to reporters.
That's true. By the way, I need to ask you this question because in a few games, I mean, Detroit came back from a big deficit last week, and who was the other team that came back? Oh,
it was this week. It was the Chargers and the Bengals.
And the Bengals, yeah, Cincinnati.
But they didn't come back.
Well, they almost did. And when they're going into the locker room, the side reporter there on the field there says, what should we do? And, Dan Campbell, is that the guy with Detroit?
Dan Campbell's with Detroit,
He says, we just got to kind of get one play in and kind of set the mood, and then things start going. And they had a terrible first half, and they came back and wiped the face of the earth there with who were they playing?
The Texans.
Yeah.
And the cool thing
Houston
about that
is a good team, too.
That Dan Campbell interview, when they were asking him, he said, we need a turnover. And, of course, the broadcast goes back to the game, and they immediately get a turnover.
So I want to ask
the game's fixed. That's the only way out of this.
Okay. I want to know what goes on in the locker room in halftime. We're watching whatever stuff is going on the field or with getting the reports on the other games. What do you guys talk about in there? Let's say you're getting beat pretty terribly over there. Do you go over the game plan and try to make some changes or something? What is everybody paying attention, or is somebody going like, my back hurts or something?
Well, all of that's true. This thing is played by human beings.
Yes.
And so some go in and they hit the toilet. Some go in and they lay on the floor in the shower to kind of just be by themselves, and others just gather around the chalkboard. If the linebacker coach, defensive backfield coach has something specific to say about certain coverages or defenses, then the defense will cue up and take those notes. But for the most part, half the team is split up. Offense and defense.
So it's the team. Okay, so this is good stuff. I've not heard this before. So the defense is having one meeting, the offense is having another. You don't all get together and the head coach talks to everybody?
No, there's no reason to until the coach, until the official comes in and says, coach, 2 minutes. And then he leaves, and then everybody says, okay, everybody up. So they, whoever, wherever they are in the room, some go into the weight room and do some exercise. exercises. It's all about how the individuals nourish themselves, get rid of bad habits. This is all mental, and come back together and get ready to go out and play the second half.
See, because when a coach comes off the field and he's interviewed and he says, well, we just got to get a play going, the perception of the viewer or the person sitting in the stands is that the guy's going to go in and talk to somebody and say, guys, we got to put a couple of plays together. Let's get a fumble. Let's get something going. That, for the most part, doesn't happen. It could, but you're saying the individuals go in and get themselves prepared for the second half.
There's nothing you can tell the outside reporter in the hallway waiting for the team to come out and talk to the coach. Coach, what do you need to do to turn this thing around? You know, there's nothing that he could tell them that they're going to understand.
Okay, so
it's just nothing. It's just let's kick the ball off and try it the second time.
Okay, so that's good news then. So it's like everybody's kind of on their own, but they may be dividing into the offense, the defense talk.
Well,
and that makes
sense.
Well,
that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to do? Sit in an offense? I mean, am I going to sit next to Jackie Slater in the offensive meeting? Well, it doesn't do me any
well,
good.
Well, you like Jackie, maybe, but
well, I do, but that's another story.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, I think he has AFib too.
You think so? He's going to be a guest on our show.
He might be ripe for that toe plunge.
Yeah. You and I will be there. You could be the staff announcer there, Corey. You want to produce that one for us?
Oh, I'll produce anything with you guys.
Get Dr. Watkins on there, Dr. Jeff Barkey. You can get Dr. Lee. You can get a few of those.
Yeah, and we're going to need a couple of cases of Polaroid camera.
Okay, good. Well, I'll find out. This will be something new. We'll keep you posted as we move along. Right now, we have to take a break. Don't forget to follow Fred at Fred_Dreyer on Instagram, on X, and The Real Fred Dreyer on Facebook. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. I think our technicians are here. I think I lost our three shot, but it's there somewhere, I believe. Somebody's got it up there. And sure, there it is. We got our three shot back again. I just want to take this time. I don't want to complain or anything, but over the last couple of years, my birthday has come, my birthday has gone, and no one seems to remember it. And today on the show, I want to thank Pamela Johnson. She is an incredible listener to this show, and she has sent me a birthday card because my birthday I was born as, actually, it's a true story, on Thanksgiving. And my mom looked down and said, well, a little turkey, and it was very good. I was born Thanksgiving Day, and she says, hello, Mr. Horn. She says, I love CRN. That's our network. She says, what's cooking and broadcast from Hawaii? Wednesdays are the best. Your rapport with Fred Dreyer on his show always makes my day. The best sports show ever. Take care. Stay well. Enjoy your day. And I'm sure, Fred, you probably feel the same way. And I'm going to give you some time here on your own show to express your feelings for me.
Well, Mike.
Hold on. Let me give you a one shot. Okay. Those of you who can see, go ahead.
Could you get closer?
Nope. That's as far as I go.
I may cry, and I want people to see it.
This is, Fred, this is touching, and please, go ahead.
Well, look, you know, sometimes you land in spots, and you can't help who you were landing with.
That's true.
And so I think you fall into that category, Mike. Mm. And it's so great to be a part of your birthday, and let's see, what else? Yeah, you've been very lucky in life. And
but do you have anything nice to say about me here working with you?
I'm running out of words right here.
Corey, would you like to add something?
It's been one of the greatest years of my life knowing you.
Corey, oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Corey. Okay.
You're very welcome.
And you fans out there, in case you'd like to send birthday cards, just send them in.
Push the baby crying button. You have a don't you have a button up there?
We got a couple of things to wrap up here on the show. We were talking about missed kicks and the 49ers and some teams having some problems. Who else missed a couple of kicks? With Cincinnati, their kicker was having a problem.
Cincinnati missed two, and it cost them the game. They could have had the best comeback this year by 21 points, but they couldn't do it.
Well, there's a lot of missed kicks in football, but Fred, one that I know comes to mind, and maybe you can tell the story, is when you were in the Super Bowl. Was it Super Bowl 15 that you were in?
Super Bowl 14.
I'm sorry.
Is this where the toe plunge came from?
No. This is who was your kicker on the team?
Frank Correll.
Frank Correll. Great kicker, but this was being played at the Rose Bowl, Super Bowl 14, and this was a chance for you guys to take the lead in the game, wasn't it, when he kicked the football?
It was an extra point.
It was an extra point?
We scored first, 6-0.
Okay.
Came up to the line of scrimmage where the ball is on the 3-yard line.
Yes.
And Frank chokes it.
He left or right?
He left it. He kicked it and hooked it. You know how close you are at the 3-yard line?
Close. It's close.
I mean, it's from me to you.
Yeah.
And you miss.
I might be able to make that one.
You miss. Well,
maybe not. Well. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred.
And
so he missed it.
He missed it. And I'm standing down on about the 25-yard line.
Right.
You know, ready to, you know, go back out onto the field because we're going to kick off to the Steelers, right?
Right.
The whole section behind me erupted and they all ran down to the edge of the seats.
Yeah.
And they did everything and said everything you can possibly imagine you could be said.
To you personally or to Frank Correll?
No, I turned around and I ran back to my spot about 40 yards up the sideline.
Didn't you kind of tried to help? Didn't you tell Frank to?
Well, Frank, he had the ball in his hand because he was going to kick off. And I just said, good work, Frank. And the people behind us were just, I mean, there was movie stars and TV stars.
You said Johnny Carson, a bunch of people were in there, right?
A bunch of people there, and they had their fists like this. They had their fists, waving the fists.
Fred is making a fist.
Just waiting to get a hold of Frank after the game.
Might have had some bets on the game, possibly.
I think that was a big palooka that happened there that day.
That's it.
Because we were underdogs by 12.5.
Yeah, see?
And we got beat 31-19, oh, not 31-20.
Would have done it.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that
beats.
Math?
Have you, Frank Corral? We should, Frank. That's a terrible deal. There's some other games here, Corey. You look some up. Let's test Fred's knowledge on some games.
Some of the NFL games this week brought in the history of Fred Dreyer, and they didn't even know it.
Okay,
they
so talk know. About it. What do we
so
got?
We have the Lions. The Lions became the third team in NFL history. The number three team with the biggest single game yardage differential.
That's this last week's
game. That was this last week against the Jaguars. They won 52-6.
Wow.
And they had 475 more yards than the other team. The crazy thing, the top two teams, my man to my right, Fred Dreyer, heading those teams. The number one, the 1976 Rams versus the Falcons.
Now let's talk about that game. What do we remember about that?
So 59-0, Fred. 488 more yards than the other team. What do you remember about that drumming?
I remember spending from the middle of the third quarter till the end and running, therefore, into the locker room laughing.
Jackie Slater.
I couldn't take it.
Jackie Slater was in here this week and saw pictures of you in our lobby and hallway, and he goes, those guys used to really cause a lot of problems. He's like, so you were laughing at this game at the other team? That's a bad sportsmanship.
I was laughing at Frank.
Frank Corral again?
I was laughing at every situation possible. And Jim Zorn was their quarterback at the time, little left-handed guy. And I was chirping on him all the way up into the midfield, and then I just said, you have to kill yourself.
Come on.
Well, actually, was Jim Zorn was the Falcons or was he on the Seahawks?
Seahawks.
Yeah, so that was the second game in 1979.
So Fred's getting ahead of us. Well,
he's laughed multiple times at quarterbacks in his career.
Okay, so who was the Falcons quarterback at 76? Do we know who that was?
I don't know. They might have ended it.
I think he changed uniforms at halftime.
But the second game, 1979, 482 versus the Seahawks, they had a total of -7 yards. You play four full quarters of an NFL football game getting paid money, and you don't gain a yard.
If you hiked
the ball and just jumped forward, you would get more than -7 yards.
So, Fred, tell us about that game, 1979 Rams against the Seahawks. That was score on that one, Gordon?
That one was 24-0.
24-0, the Rams Falcons in the 76.
Yeah, that was a nice game for us. We needed to pull a good game out of our sock. And
was that talked about in the locker room at halftime?
Yeah. Make sure you save room in your sock for some more points.
So those are those two games. And then this one this last weekend here, the Lions against the Jaguars. Fred, you were not in that game. Maybe, I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was 52-6,
no,
as you mentioned in that one.
It was played in 2024.
Well, I know, but you could come back. You still got it. I went out there to, we went to some event at the once again at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. Not too long ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and you took off like a shot running down the field. And I thought, if I go running after him, then I'm going to have to take my oxygen tank with me. I mean, you put on some power out there. You were pretty good running out there.
Well, we get inspired when we go out to a real good field.
Yes, that's what you said.
Rose Bowl is about as good a field as we're ever going to play on.
I get inspired when I find a really, really good, easy chair to sit in at home and watch the football game. That's usually an inspiration.
And you know what? I follow the empty Dorito sacks. And it leads me right to you every time.
Let me ask you one other question. You're at the game. I don't think you guys get to do this, but do they have food at halftime? You guys don't eat.
Doritos.
No, seriously. In the locker room when you have the meeting, is there food available? There's got to be liquids, I'm sure. But
well, there's liquids
food.
Of all kinds.
Yeah.
And pretty much you don't have a lot of time to sit there and digest any hard substances.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I saw a picture once of the famed great broadcaster Vin Scully. In this case, it was his other announcer, his partner, Jerry Doggett.
And Jerry Doggett.
Jerry Doggett would do the third inning and the seventh inning of all the Dodger games, and Vin would do the rest of the game. And so Jerry, there's always pictures of him at a hot dog stand buying a hot dog because he had time off in those other innings there when it wasn't the third or the seventh. So
there you have it.
There was another game where one of the Jets quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez, was eating a hot dog on the sideline during the game.
Well, let me suggest something to the Jets this year. Maybe they should all eat hot dogs because every time they lose. Fred, what's going on with our buddy Aaron? What's his face?
Oh, he's your buddy, Fred?
Aaron?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers?
I think he's finished, don't you think?
I don't want to think so. He's a good quarterback, but something's going on there. They fired the coach. I think they brought in extra players that he wanted. They fired
the GM.
The GM has been fired now.
The general manager just got fired.
They fired a couple of peanut vendors that sort of ticked him off.
They fired the coach.
They escorted some fans off the field.
They fired the coach, and then after a couple of weeks, they fired the general manager instead of the other way around.
Yeah, so I'm telling you. It's tough in New York. I don't know what's good. I'm not going to pick them this weekend. Watch it again.
I don't think we need to pick them for the rest of the year.
All right, we're going to take a break and pick some commercials to play for you. We'll be right back on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon.
So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back here. It's the Big Mike Horn Birthday Show on the Fred Dreyer Program. That's the name of this show, the All-Pro Defensive End. Email this guy, Fred Dreyer. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy that you want to talk to. His name, Fred Dreyer. And the way you get the email to him, Fred, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R. Did I get that right, Fred? Is that correct?
Yeah, but don't run my name together. Yeah, separate it.
No, don't separate. Not on the email. You got to go all one word. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And Fred, while we got you here, and we got some neighbors here that are chiming in, because not only are we on our flagship 790 KABC and on Sports Byline and CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM, we got Rachel out there saying hello and how are you doing. We got Nikki saying howdy to you from Nebraska. And Rachel, by the way, also wants to know how Corey you're doing, and anything that you'd like to say to her at all.
I'm doing great. Just
be
to
careful,
be on this show with you guys.
Be careful, Corey.
Yeah, careful. She's our woman.
Yeah, I'll take the nice friendly hello, and all right, well, I love being on the show with you guys.
You might want to wish me a happy birthday if you got out there, Rachel. And I'll tell you, Pamela says, happy early birthday, Mike. Not only did she send me a card, everybody, she is wishing you a great day on Friday and a happy, healthy year ahead. Thank you very much to Pamela for doing that. That's so nice. And Martine is saying good evening to us. She listens at night. She loves to hear the show. And she's at Cape Canaveral. We want to go visit her sometime the next time there's a rocket launch.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to bring a Dodger hat.
Aren't we supposed to be on the next launch? We're supposed to be going up in space, I thought.
No, that was launch, not launch.
Oh, I thought we were doing a space launch.
Here's the deal. I've watched President-elect Donald Trump go there with Elon Musk.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
He's putting those rockets in the air, and they go up, and they come down, and they land back on Earth. And I'd love to go see one of those things.
I would love to. It's amazing.
Elon,
feat of technology.
Else. I heard that he's so special. He lights the rocket, so the rocket takes off with his left hand, and with his right hand,
what are you talking about?
He prepares a nice cheese wheel buffet.
From Harmony Cheese.
Harmony Cheese. That's exactly right. That's
ready. I'm getting ready.
Not too many people.
Let me say this. Our producer, Corey, he's such a great, sharp guy coming up with that we're going to entrust you to go ahead and get us to one of the rocket launches. So you
Gotta
work on it.
I'll get the calls going.
What do you think, Fred? Get him going?
Most certainly.
I think we could do a show from Cape Canaveral.
Can we get Doc Dave on from the Dodgers and
Dave Roberts?
Yeah,
we could see what we could do. Yeah.
He's too small, isn't he?
No, we'll have him on. It'd be good. Let's see who else is talking to you, Fred. In case we got, if you have any questions, go to Facebook Live and pop them in there for you. What do we have here? Also, Martine says go Lions. So apparently she's in Florida, but she's a Lions fan. What do you have about that?
I love them coming out of the NFC for the Super Bowl. It's going to be hard. They got the Eagles are coming up big.
Where is the Super Bowl being played?
Yeah, that is a good question. I shall look it up right now.
Take that.
Is it New Orleans or is it Miami?
Somewhere. Martine says thank you for the happy birthday wishes. That was very nice. Okay, so we got the Lions taken care of. They seem to be one of the teams to beat here right now. Let's talk a little bit about
before we hop ahead.
Oh, please go ahead.
In New Orleans,
it's your show, Fred.
It's in New Orleans.
It's in New Orleans. You were correct,
That's
Fred.
Where it should be.
Because there's got to be something going on where there's a win in New Orleans. Because it certainly isn't happening with the Saints.
No, they did actually win the last two games though. With the new, they fired the head coach and they've won the last two games.
Let me ask you guys this question. Is Drew Brees still available? Could he come back and maybe throw a few games here for the team?
Actually, no.
No?
No.
No?
I think he's a golf commentator now.
All right, so there you have it.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah. He's commentating something, NBC or something.
Yeah, he's talking about something.
He's talking about something.
He was on Colin Cowherd's sports talk show.
All right, can we get him on then, possibly?
Colin or Drew Brees?
Both.
No.
All right.
I could get maybe Drew.
You
Colin
get,
would be a hard ask.
Get Drew. That's the one we want to have on the air.
Okay. And I'll work on it.
So, and by the way, Fred, here's a fact a lot of you listeners and viewers don't know. You played during the era of Archie Manning, Peyton and Eli's dad, and you told me a story once that you used to hang out, go over to the house, and those two great quarterbacks used to sit on your knee, and you would guys would bounce them around a little bit over there when they were just little kids.
When I worked for CBS in 82, 81, 82.
As a color commentator?
Yep. And I went into New Orleans because we were doing one of their games.
Yep.
At the bowl there, at the what do they call that?
It was the dome. Was it the Superdome?
Superdome?
The one that got taken down by Katrina.
Yeah,
by the Superdome.
Well, it's okay now. He just pulled the rug up, and that's all he did.
So
anyway, I called him up. I said, Archie, I'm calling. I got to talk to you. I want to get some insight on the Saints, and I really want to get to the meat and the bones of why you're so bad.
Is that when they were wearing the bag lunch hats?
This is when I was still
in the 80s, right?
Playing for the Rams.
Oh, when you were playing for the Rams.
Yeah, of course I wasn't now because I got fired, and that's how it works. So. And I went over there, and this little little kid runs out. He's like about three or four years old.
He comes
running out.
Look at me.
Yeah.
And I'll throw a football at you, big guy. I'll throw a football at you.
Is that what he said? Of all these,
was that was it Peyton? Was it Eli? Or was that Archie?
That was Olivia.
Oh, okay, that was the wife.
That was Mrs. Archie. So I say, come on up here. And he sits on my lap, and I fed him rice.
Now, who was this? Was this Peyton or was it Eli?
This is Peyton.
You fed Peyton. Let's get him on the show. Come on. We got guys here because Peyton will remember that. It's probably his first rice.
No, he does. He does. I saw him in Las Vegas 2 years ago.
And he was respectful of you, wasn't he?
No, we had lots of laughs.
That's good. He looks like a guy you could have a lot of fun with. He does good commercials.
Yeah,
he does. By the way, Fred's available for commercials, too, if you want to have him sell products on this show for you. Fred Dreyer, nobody better than Fred. If people don't buy this stuff, he'll go over there and threaten them with a tackle. I'm telling you, is that good? I'm just giving you accolades there, Fred, by the way.
Hey.
Birthday show.
Fabulous.
Now, one other little stat that we want to put in there, because Corey mentioned this during the break when we were off the air. Because I asked Corey, because he's a lot younger than you and I, Fred, if he knew the coaches you had in college when you were at San Diego State. A lot of our listeners probably know. But you had a group of five coaches who went on to be superstars. Don Coryell, am I right?
That's one.
That's one. You had, what's his name from Oakland, one of the all-time favorites?
Madden.
Joe Madden, yeah. John Madden. Joe Madden, of course, got fired by the Cubs.
John was not my head coach.
John Madden was a coach at San Diego State.
Oh, at San Diego State.
Ernie Zambezi, right? You had, who else? There's two more in there.
Joe Gibbs,
I forgot him.
Dang, you had a bunch of good
ones. And what was the last one? I forget.
The last one was Rod Dauhauer.
Look at that, Rod Dauhauer. He got them all.
So I knew two out of four. You have Air Coryell, who had, that's how we got into it, that Seahawks game. Air Coryell with, we were talking about Steve Largent.
Yeah.
And that great wide receiver. And then Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
Went in with Washington when the then named Redskins. They actually want to bring that name back, by the way.
They should now.
I agree.
Absolutely.
They have petitions
Trump
throughout the city.
Trump won the election. I think they we can
petitions.
Do it.
We have a chance.
The people have spoken, as we all know, in the election for president. There's no reason why new ownership shouldn't defer to the vote of the public. And they want the old Redskin name back. You know, you can't play the Redskin fight song anymore.
Because it's not the Redskins.
1936, that thing was born.
I know, the Commanders, and now you got it. It's like, I want the Redskin name back, too. That's history.
I agree.
So do you think that'll happen, Fred? Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
What do you think, Corey?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, if if they take it to government, they might be able to do it, but they won't be able to turn it over.
Well, you know, look, that's it's a private run company.
Yeah.
Amongst 32 teams.
Yep.
All that owner has to do is just say, I want it back. I don't want you standing in my way. And I'm passionate about it. I want the Redskins back. That'll keep the rivalry.
Yes.
That'll keep the
rivalry.
They
haven't done well after they've done this whole thing.
I mean, this would be the time, too. They have Jaden Daniels. They have the rookie who's doing okay. He's doing pretty well. They got the new coach with Dan Quinn. So they have a chance to just rebrand after this year with the new quarterback, new person, and rebrand back to the Redskins. No one was against it. I don't know why he changed it. And
supposedly there's a lot of pressure to change the name, but I never saw anybody.
He was one of the problems.
What was it?
Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
People wanted him out of the league. He was a dud, and he had to do something before he left, and that was – all right, before I sell the team and leave and get out of your lives, I'll change the name of the team.
So you think the Commander's name change was a middle finger to the rest of the league?
Well, it can be put that way.
We'll see.
But at the same time, the liberalism that's in these big corporations like this, you know, it's the popular vote.
Politics of football, as you say. That's it. Politics of football. Now, if I could, as I mentioned, Get TV last Sunday had a broadcast, Hunter Marathon, 6 episodes, Fred, from seasons 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And one of those memorable episodes that they had there featured a lot of great past stars. Aaron Gray was one of the stars on that show. Okay, Aaron Gray was there. We had Christina Raines was on one of the programs as a guest star. It was another good star. We also had William Lucking. William Lucking was on the show.
Yeah, Bill's good.
Yeah, he was a gray-haired guy there. And then we also had Alan Arbus. Is that his name? Alan Arbus.
Alan Arbus.
Yeah,
he is right there.
On there, too. And it was one of the favorite episodes was called Unfinished Business, in which it's a flashback scene where apparently McCall is having a little bit of a flashback, and she invites as a scene where after having dinner together, you and McCall, she invites you to have some coffee, and you succumb then. You have a look on your face. You kind of succumb to the feelings there of this whole thing.
And what happens?
I don't know. You tell us. It was your
show.
Was
there a toe plunge anywhere?
I don't know of anything. All I know is that I want to make sure. This is the scene here. McCall asked you if you would like to have coffee. And then you respond with a look.
I think it was and.
You look like.
And a toe plunge. left or right, it dictates.
We're going to post this photograph of Fred. It looks like, he was like, what's going on
here? I think
here?
That's the last shot of the movie right there.
I think it is. It's at the as a recap on it. So
so we decided that, Alan Arbus was the psychiatrist, the psychologist from the police department that solves problems between police officers. And I wanted to, in the script, I wanted to, talk about toe plunge, and nobody wanted to do it.
Well, apparently, after the look on your face there, nobody actually wanted to even talk to you anymore about it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here. Don't forget, email Fred. Fred would be just amazed and stunned if he got an email from you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Facebook. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Stay with us here. It's more of the Fred Dreyer Show straight ahead.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Ladies and gentlemen, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer, everybody.
Yes, so pleased. So pleased, so proud, and so happy.
He is there. I'm telling you, it's Get TV. You got to watch that Hunter show. So, Fred, let me get a couple of these.
Hey, wait a minute. Excuse me before we go ahead.
Yeah, please. It's your show. Go ahead.
We're going to steamroll out of here. I know that. So, what day is the show on? Get TV.
Oh, it's on the weekends here.
On the weekends?
Yeah, and Get TV. It's last Sunday on Get TV. They had a marathon. It's all over. It's on Roku TV. Huh. It's on a bunch of things. And they'll go nuts here in the chat room and tell us about it, too, if we have time. But you got to hurry because the show is almost over. And Martine says she likes the Detroit Lions because she's a Detroit native. And she says the rockets at Cape Canaveral go off about every hour. So apparently she doesn't need a clock. Just have a rocket go off.
Oh.
So there you have it. It's good. And New Mexico Bruce is saying hello and wants you to get a kicker on the show. Is Frank Corral still with us? Is he around? Can we get him on the show?
I think he's still running, and he should be in Quebec,
Let's
Canada.
Get him on the show.
He's in Quebec, Canada right now.
He would be a good one, I think. Is that it? Is that our show?
I don't know.
Oh, I think
it's somebody's
it is.
Show.
I think that's our show, everybody. So we'll just have to give you a few points of interest here for you. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, Fred, F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Corey, you're going through the mail. Are we getting the mail in now so we can get these things answered? Because for a while there, they kind of built up.
We had a little pile, but we got
a producer
here.
You and
JD. We got Fred going through them now.
Jeremy Dayton are now putting it together. It's a double team unit there. Follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. It's also Instagram for you and Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Fred, final thoughts from you here as we move into Thanksgiving week.
I have several final thoughts, and they all involved toe plunge.
Do we have some games coming up on Thanksgiving?
We do. We have the Detroit Lions against the Chicago Bears, Detroit. The Dallas Cowboys against the Giants, and Green Bay against Miami.
Sound like some great games.
Too many games.
Yeah. I mean, they're all bad. You got backups.
You gotta cut the games down.
We don't talk to you before. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. See you next week. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.